Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros, Daf Yud Beis, Bechoros 12, and today's Daf Yomi on Yud Beis, Amma Beis, on 12b, there's a Mishnah which discusses the law of a Seh, lamb, or a Petar Chamor, or a firstborn donkey, which died prior to the actual redemption, meaning to say they died prior to the Kohen giving the actual lamb to the non-Kohen giving the actual lamb to the Kohen to redeem the donkey. So says our Mishnah, Hamafrish Pidyon Petar Chamor, that somebody who separates a lamb, he designates a lamb for the purpose of redeeming this firstborn donkey, and prior to giving the actual lamb to the donkey, umes, prior to actually giving the lamb to the donkey, the lamb dies. So under those circumstances, Rebbe Lezer is of the opinion, Chayavim Bachriusos, that since the lamb was not actually given to the donkey, the owner of the lamb needs to give another lamb to the Kohen, and therefore the redemption of the donkey has not taken place, and it is comparable to it's comparable to the five sela that are normally required to redeem a firstborn son. That if a person separates this money and it's lost, it doesn't. You can't claim, oh, I had the money separated, and therefore I don't owe the Kohen five sela to redeem my son. And so therefore, under these circumstances also, Rebbe Lezer is of the position that a person would have to produce a new lamb in order to give it to the Kohen, in order to redeem the donkey. Whereas the Chamer are of the opinion, ain't Chayav and Bach Riuso. Chamer of the opinion, no, that since he designated the lamb, it's as though he has fulfilled his responsibility, and therefore he would not have to give another lamb to the Kohen. And it's not comparable to the pidyon ben, to the redemption of a firstborn son, but it's comparable to the pidyon miser sheni, that if a person redeemed his secondary tithe and redeemed it with money, and then the money was lost before he took it to Jerusalem, he doesn't have to replace that money. And so therefore, under these circumstances also, the sages say, a person would not have to replace the lamb that he had designated for the donkey. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua, and Hayed Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok testified al pidyon petar chamor, about the redemption of a firstborn donkey, shemes, that the lamb died before it was given to the Kohen. She'en kan Kohen klum, that they rule like the rabbis, that the owners no longer are obligated to give the Kohen anything. And so therefore they said it's like the pidyon meiser sheni, that if it's lost, they don't have to replace it. And then the Gemara Now the Mishnah says that the reverse is also true, that this principle, Meis Petar Chamor, let's say the donkey dies after the non-Kohen has separated a lamb to give to the donkey, and at that point the donkey dies, well, Rabbi Lazar would be of the position that the donkey should be buried, yikafer, because according to his opinion, it hasn't been redeemed yet, and so therefore there's no benefit from it, and so therefore the donkey has to be buried because it wasn't redeemed. Umutur bahanaso shaltala. And at the same time, since the actual lamb was not given to the Kohen, the owner of the lamb can use it for his own purposes, because it wasn't, even though it was designated and separated, it actually had not been used, and so therefore it's the owner's. Whereas the Chachamim, who say once it's separated, it's as though it was redeemed, they say eino tzarach likaver, it's as though the donkey was redeemed. So therefore he can have the benefit of that donkey. Vitala el Kohen, but under those circumstances, the lamb does need to go to the Kohen. So that is the principles of our Mishnah. So our Gemara discusses, at what point do you need to redeem the firstborn donkey? So says our Gemara, Tanan Hasam, that we learned in a Mishnah, and or it's really a Braisa, we learned in the Braisa that says Ha'arachin, that this is, if a person makes a pledge to give a certain amount of money corresponding to a person's life and age, that under those circumstances we say Bishatan, that if the pledge was made at a certain age, and that's the age, let's say for example from 1 month old until 5 years old, he says I'm going to give my value of that person, and then he waits until the person's 6 years old, and where the value goes up, we would say that he has to pay according to the time when he says Erech Yalai, the value is upon me. Upijin Aben, and the redemption of a firstborn son is Achar Shloshim Yom, after 30 days. Whereas Pidyon Petar Chamor is La'alter, the redemption of the donkey takes place immediately, but the redemption of the firstborn son is after 30 days. So the opinion of the Chinuch is that this mitzvah of Pidyon Petar Chamor, once it happens after 30 days, there's no fixed time. At any point after after 30 days the human being can be redeemed. That you don't that's the idea. However, he says Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. He quotes Proverbs chapter 10 verse 8, which says the wise person will take mitzvos, and therefore the person after we have to wait 30 days before doing it. But after 30 days, a person should rush to do it immediately because the earlier you do a mitzvah, better. But technically speaking, at any point after that time is the mitzvah. And the opinion of so too, that's the opinion of the Trumas Hadashin, that the opinion of Ben and all the gifts of the that are given to the Kohen, there's no real prohibition. You're not in violation of a prohibition if you wait. You're just not fulfilling the mitzvah as quickly as possible. And the Ma'arit Al-Ghazi compares this to Bris Milah and says there's a distinction between this and circumcision. That with when it comes to circumcision, every single day that we don't circumcise, then you're in violation of the positive commandment that you're supposed to circumcise. And because the Bris Milah is learned out according to the Gemara in Shabbos 132a from two separate verses. But by Pidgin and Ben, by the redemption of a firstborn son, we don't say this, and we say that we're saying that you're only not allowed to redeem it before 30 days, but after 30 days, each day that you don't do it, you're not in violation of the positive commandment, and so therefore, if you wait an extra day, you're not in violation of anything. And we see from here, this is relevant to the big dispute amongst the sages, whether or not, if the 31st day comes on Shabbos, if a person should redeem the firstborn son on Shabbos, and there's different ways you could do this, by giving the money to the Kohen beforehand on the condition that the redemption will take place on the 31st day. So there's a debate amongst the sages whether or not a person should do that on Shabbos or a person should wait till after Shabbos. And that's relevant to the question of if every day that a person doesn't do it, are they in violation of a commandment of not having redeemed their firstborn son.